Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in to another episode of Nerd Up. This week I got Dalton Anthony.
Yo.
Asa Gray.
Yes.
Lindsay Wolfgang.
Hi.
And I'm your host, Jesse Kimball. I'm going to try really hard not to be like sniffling into the microphone. Allergies are hitting me real hard.
I feel like you've done a pretty good job. I haven't noticed it.
Yeah,
like for the 30-minute pre-show we ran.
Longest pre-show ever.
So far.
Just $1.
$1. Talked about a whole bunch of stuff. Patreon. Conventions.
Patreon.com/Podzilla1985.
Walking naked through your own house?
Yeah. Talked about lots of stuff.
Not your house, just like our individual
Nope,
homes.
Your house. That's the next Patreon goal.
No one would ever buy that. Unless you want to be the one that gets Dalton Anthony arrested. I mean, in which case we might get some bites.
Hmm. We're going to have to make this a $50 tier, guys.
Chris Hansen's going to show up, though.
Man, 50. I can't with you.
Firsthand, you have to be 18 to, I'm pretty sure, to get that through.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So Adam's Family.
Yeah, because if Zane does it, there's definitely no way that would be an issue. Idiot. Adam's Family.
So the Adam's Family got a trailer.
Yay.
And I liked this trailer quite a bit. Like, it was actually pretty cool.
I meant to watch it.
I liked the balloon comment.
Yeah, did too.
I saw that it came out, but I was at work, so I can't really watch stuff with sound at work.
I watched it at work with my boss.
And, it hasn't stopped me from doing it. It's just like, when it was that early in the morning, I was like, it's kind of a later afternoon, like, people will care less. It's like the combat cast I'll watch with the sound on. Like, very low, but.
You and Mandy just need to get headphones.
I had them, but now where we put our computers, it's below me. And
it's awkward.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a stretch.
I would need, like, long, tethered earbuds, which, no, thank you.
Or you can get just a Bluetooth adapter.
He's got a point.
I'm not paying for that for work.
No.
I mean, they're like $5.
Yeah, and that's more than what I'm willing to pay for something work that I'll have to pause and go back and forth because of reasons. It's fine. It's hard for me to watch stuff with sound at work is the moral of the story.
Well, we know what we're getting anxious for Christmas.
There's very annoying,
well, actually, his birthday.
There's very annoying workarounds to it, but.
Yeah, because I know, like, I got you a USB extension cable for your.
So I could charge my phone.
Yeah, for phone charging purposes. Mandy hasn't asked for one. I keep meaning to just get her one.
Her battery's also probably not absolute garbage like mine is.
Yeah.
If I don't keep it on the charger, it will not last the workday.
Plus, I think she actually has, now I'm thinking about it, I think she brought her wireless charger in, doesn't she? Like, she has the plug on her desk.
I don't know what people have on their desks. I know I got the Ninja Turtles and Batman, but.
I know you have, you and Mandy each have the most toys on the desks. Which I appreciate.
Because we are the most fun.
That's right. That's right. You guys are the reason I like going to camp. Anyway. Adam's Family, though, got a trailer. I really like this. Like, we saw the posters and stuff, so we knew how the characters were going to look. Mm-hmm. Wasn't sure exactly how well they'd look in motion, but I dug it.
Yeah.
Like, it actually looked pretty cool. Like, a lot of the jokes in there are really fun. Like, this looks like it's just going to be a really fun Addams Family movie.
Yeah, no, I'm excited. And I never realized that the old 90s cartoon was actually based on the old comic style also, because as soon as I saw it, and I'm like, oh, this is like the 90s cartoon, but in stop motion, but it's still the older comic that it's actually.
Is it stop motion? Or
stop? That's why it has taken so long, because I've known about this for like 6 years.
Well, I knew, because we've been talking about it for a while, because, like, I remember months ago when we talked about the cast, and we're like, oh, holy crap, that's a loaded roster of people.
Stacked cast.
But I didn't know, because, I haven't seen the trailer. Yeah. We've seen the art style looks kind of weird.
It looks good.
I didn't know if it was like a Pixar, just 3D animation, but
nope,
they're doing full stop motion.
It is stop motion, and that makes me so happy.
There were a lot of Corallines at Planet Comic Con.
That makes me happy.
Like, a weird amount of Corallines.
That's actually really surprising.
I was also very surprised. To be fair,
it's kind of an easy costume.
Well, Audra had to point it out, because there was that, and then there was a bunch of people dressed up in sword art.
Okay.
The only reason I know it's sword art is because they were real obnoxious about it, and they were very loud about it, and were trying to, like, oh, let's get a group photo directly in front of where people are in line to get into a panel.
Yep.
And the people were just like, you guys need to move this, like, you were blocking a major thoroughfare here.
Yep.
So I recognized a lot of those characters, and so I was like, maybe it's an anime thing of just, like, yellow rain jacket and blue wig that I don't fully recognize, and then Audra's like, no, it's Coraline. And I was like, oh, it's been a while since I've seen that movie.
Yeah, I watched the movie in theaters. I don't know that I've seen it since, actually.
It's so good.
I've seen it once.
Like, I enjoyed the crap out of it in theaters. I own it.
I know Audra had it on one time for Halloween, but I passed out, like, immediately.
I've watched some really cool conspiracy theories on it, that the other mother is a similar being to Pennywise.
Ooh.
I don't need that crossover in my life. There was a... I'd watch it. There was one, at least one that had that was the other mother that had the buttons for the eyes, and that was unsettling.
So I've seen a lot of cosplay of her.
If we get cosplay out of the Addams Family, that'll be real interesting to see. Just because this is a very... Like, everything in Coraline looked very... Like, you could have just filmed that live action.
Yes.
Whereas
like,
it definitely
had a style to it, but...
Yeah.
You know, it's outright unrealistic in Addams
Family. But yeah, Addams Family is, like, there's a lot of weird body shapes. And,
yep.
And then for those of you that like hadn't listened to that cast real quick, pulling back to Addams Family again, Charlize Theron as Morticia Addams, Chloe Grace Moretz as Wednesday Addams, Oscar Isaac as Gomez, Finn Wolfhard as Pugsley. They also had Amy Garcia as Denise, Nick Kroll as Uncle Fester. Like,
does that mean Bette Midler's being Grandmama?
Bette Midler is Grandmama.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I saw her name, but I didn't hear her voice anywhere, so...
I don't think she was in the trailer at all.
Because, and the cool thing about that cast is literally everyone you just named off could do a live-action version.
Exactly.
Because my brain went to its live-action, so I was like, I wonder what they're going to do with Finn, because he's not a, like...
He's not a husky child.
He's not a portly kid. Like, that's not going to work. I wonder what they're... Oh, they're going to do stop-motion animation, and he's just going to talk into a microphone.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's all VA.
Whereas everyone else, like, I would absolutely put Nick Kroll in a bald cap and have him hunch over.
Oscar Isaac.
That's Uncle Fester.
Oh, yeah. Oscar Isaac would make a killer Gomez.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
Same with Charlize Theron. Just, like, you know, put that jet black wig on her and...
Right.
Off to the races.
Yeah, no, that would actually work for a live action cast as well, for sure. Yeah. And Chloe Grace Moretz as Wednesday. Perfect.
Which that is one of those things where it's like, do you ever just like hear the casting and be like, oh yeah, that is a thing you should do. That is, yes, continue with that. Good job.
Right.
That's,
yeah.
It's
no,
that.
It's,
like,
it's
oh,
when
I didn't
you,
know I needed that.
I didn't know I needed that in my life, but now I do, and now I'm glad it's there. So yeah, the Addams Family trailer actually looked really good. I'm way more excited for this movie than I thought I was gonna be.
No, I'm super psyched.
I'll watch the trailer when we're done packing up, because I want to see it. It was that thing of, oh, I will watch that when I get off work. I'll watch that on my lunch break, and then
and
I
it
get
just
back
kept
from my
getting pushed
I
aside
get back from my lunch
aside.
Break and be like, oh, I need to watch that. Okay, I'll watch that after work, and then I went home and took a nap.
Well, I still didn't watch the newer Lion King trailer until yesterday.
Yeah, I watched it the day it came out, just because I have sound at work, so I can listen to stuff.
I did watch that one, and someone put on Twitter kind of the perfect for me, because something just kind of felt a little off. Like, it looks good, but it was the side-by-side of the scene where Timon, Pumbaa, and Simba are walking, and it's like the outline, and they're just kind of dancing and stuff, and it's the silhouette, and you see the time passing of Simba, and then they showed it in the original, and then the new one. And the new one, they are just walking.
Uh-huh.
And it's
they're,
like,
they don't have
you
their
have,
little, like, head
it's
bobbing.
It's like, how do you totally remove all personality from a scene?
Yeah.
And it's like,
It's Lion King. I'm still going.
Oh, no, I'm still going to see it. It's just like that kind of, it was like talking to Mandy about Will Smith as the genie, and he had legs. It's like, oh, yeah, I think that's part of why it looked weird in that initial, like when we first saw it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that
a little bit of shock factor.
That glass shatter moment from How I Met Your Mother of just like, oh, yeah. Like once someone points it out and I'm like, oh, yeah, that
and
is kind of.
And then you can't unsee it.
That's that weird block I have in my head.
Because yeah, Genie had legs in the original cartoon, like occasionally.
Occasionally, but he was mostly floating around.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think like the only time we saw, that's not worth getting into. We can talk about it later. But anyway, Disney Plus is the next big thing, though. Speaking of Disney, because we got a whole bunch of news about
Disney news this
Disney
week.
Plus.
The amount of news that we got and then paired with the release date was very jarring to me.
A little bit, yeah.
Because they're coming out swinging for something that's still
months
6 months away.
Yeah.
Seven.
I mean, at the same time, though, they originally announced that they were doing it, like, what, September, October of last year?
Yeah, earlier than that. Like, we've had...
Was it?
Well, we've known it's been in the works. We just didn't have any details. And now we have so many details. Mm-hmm. Like,
details like
the pricing, I would have assumed wasn't going to be announced until...
Until later.
Until a couple, like, maybe 2-3 months beforehand, just because that's kind of what DCU did.
Yeah. They're like, yeah, it's coming in like 3 months pre-order now. Mm-hmm. Versus like, yeah, we've known about the Disney streaming service now for a couple of years. And then, yeah, I think it was like September, October is when we knew it was called Disney Plus. And then we had a little bit of information then. But yeah, now we've got like a crap load of information, including the release date and price, which is $6.99 per month, which holy crap.
Yeah. I'm here to eat crow.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm on board.
Because I've definitely, like, I was pretty sure it was going to be something like 15.
Yeah, I mean, you can go back and, like, listen to us talk about it where I said, like, I know it's going to be more than this, but I'm not going to pay for it if it's over $10 a month.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, we speculated, like, 15 is pretty likely.
I guarantee you, though, they've been paying people to look at other outlets of people discussing stuff and what people are willing to pay and what they won't.
Well, if that's the case, they would have been right at $9.99, like I've been saying the entire time, which don't do that. Disney $7.99. I'm on board.
$6.99.
I'm even more on board.
Uh-huh. It's like Bob Iger was listening and was just like, "Nah,
I got
screw this head. Particular group of people. They're gonna look so dumb."
And we are happy about it.
Oh yeah, no, I'm
jokes on you, Bob.
I will happily
eat this crow.
Yeah, I am very happy to be wrong. Because even if you do the full year, you know, you get 2 free months.
Yeah.
Yep. Because, yeah, it's a full year, $70 for a year, $7 per month. So, yeah, you get two months free, basically, if you pay a year in advance.
Mm-hmm.
Starts up November 12th. So, yeah, like I said, it'd be about 7 months out. But, yeah, no, this is very much something that, like, with all the stuff that we're getting, like, I am A-okay with paying $7 a month for this.
Seriously,
adding another streaming service.
I mean, I own a big chunk of, like, Disney stuff
mm-hmm.
on DVD and stuff already, but being able to just hit a button.
Oh, yeah, the convenience of not having to switch. Trevor was making fun of
not switching discs.
Trevor was making fun of me that for that on Tuesday.
Yeah, because
I'm excited to switch to full digital because if I'm not already playing the game that's in my console, I have like no motivation
mm-hmm.
to like I have to get up.
And it's like I'm still gonna want my discs because I like my bonus features.
Oh yeah, that too.
But in all honesty, lately the stuff they've been putting out hasn't had the extra features that I've wanted. So I'd rather just watch it streaming.
That's fair.
Yeah, there's some things like Lion King. I already own the Blu-ray on, mm-hmm. so whenever I finally upgrade to 4K, I'll get that whenever it comes out. And like certain movies, I will. But this just makes it to where it's just like, man, I haven't watched
such and such in forever. Yeah,
like
Lilo and Stitch.
Yeah, like it cost me $50 to get that on eBay. Wait a minute,
because it's out of uh-huh. the because it's not in the it's not out of the vault right
well,
now.
Well, yes. Lilo and Stitch isn't one that's in the vault, but yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like it, that kind yeah. of situation happens, and you're just like, man, I don't want to spend $50 to watch this. Wait a minute, $6.99.
Click.
I mean, in fairness, also $3 rental on you know Google Play or whatever. But
well, yeah, I mean, there's other ways around it, but for owning it,
yeah. No, yeah, mm-hmm. If you want to own a physical copy, like it's going to cost you, like especially some of that Disney stuff. But I mean, it's some of the stuff they're working on, like, so one of the big things you talk about, like, TV series and stuff like that, especially if they're based on, like, existing movie franchises, a lot of times you don't get the original actors and stuff.
Yep.
First ones that, you know, you saw in there, they were getting, Monsters, Inc. is getting a new series.
Mm-hmm.
Not just a movie, a series. On Disney Plus called Monsters at Work, and it will have Billy Crystal and John Goodman in it.
Yay.
And a bunch of other, like, actors are reprising their roles, mm-hmm. but... Like, I know Roz won't be back, but her sister apparently will be in this. Rose.
I wonder if they're going to kind of do a Scrubs thing.
That would be awesome.
Where they do like the first couple episodes are all the cast that you like, and they use them to help establish the
new
characters.
And they bring more people in.
And then the series then follows the new characters.
Because
yeah.
it is supposed
with the occasional
to follow,
pop in.
It is supposed to follow more of a lower grunt monster working
yep.
his way up.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, that's what this is supposed to take place 6 months after Monsters, Inc. And it'll be following
the
character.
So they're doing laughs now rather than scares.
So, yes. The end of, like, Kingdom Hearts 3, that world is shortly after
okay.
the events of 1. So, like, they're in the process of switching through, like, laughs
so
and scares.
So this will be after they've already...
Oh, I'm on board. Because I was, like, that just a little bit of Kingdom Hearts itch made me want to be like, man, like, I love Monsters University. I think that was an amazing movie.
Yeah, it was so good.
But I want...
I actually haven't seen it.
Oh, so
oh,
good.
Oh, it's really fun. But I want the follow-up to Monsters, Inc. 1.
I'm sorry, real quick. So this is a follow-up of Monsters, Inc., not Monsters University.
Yes, because yeah. University was a prequel.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, okay. So, I also didn't see University, so I
it's
didn't.
Really good.
We have not gotten a follow-up to Monsters.
We haven't gotten a full sequel yet. That was just a prequel. Okay.
So, this will be 6 months after Monsters, Inc., and it's going to follow a character named Tyler Tuskman. He's a mechanic, and apparently his heroes, his idols, are Scully and
Sully and Mike.
I almost said Scully and Hitchcock.
And I'd have been like, wrong.
I would watch that. Pick better idols.
That's a Brooklyn Nine-Nine for those that don't know that series.
See, you said Scully and my brain went to X-Files.
That's where my brain was too.
That's fair. Yeah, no, as soon as I said Scully, I was like, nope. Screwed up. And now I can't get Hitchcock off the brain. Scully and Hitchcock from Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Also an incredible show. Those are heroes, not Scully and Hitchcock. My guess is, we're very much going to see those characters in a limited fashion. Like, they'll be kind of around.
Because he's not on the laugh floor yet, but they will
right,
be.
Right, yeah, he is a mechanic on the laugh floor. He's not actually one of the monsters.
This is probably the most excited. This is probably the most, the one thing I am the most excited for the service.
That shouldn't be true, but I believe you.
I don't know. I'm pretty excited about the Marvel aspect.
No, yeah. like that's neat, and I will watch it, but like...
Because here's what we're getting from Marvel, folks. So we've known about a lot of this for a while, at least rumors, but we haven't gotten, Disney hasn't officially said, this is all happening. A lot of stuff we've had, all but basically confirmed. Hawkeye is getting his own series. Scarlet Witch and the Vision are getting their own series. Falcon and Winter Soldier are getting a series. Loki is... that's a lot of Marvel.
Yeah, we know, Asa. We're aware. I know what that sign means.
Yeah. Because
we might all be prequels. Get out.
That's a whole bunch of stuff, and it's not like we're getting, animated series based on it or anything like that. We're actually getting live-action series with...
The original
and that's with what Tom Hiddleston, I'm with about. Anthony Mackie, with... Sebastian Stan.
I mean, I'm excited for Winter Soldier and Falcon because just anytime they had an interaction in Civil War, it was
amazing.
Golden.
Yeah. Can you move the seat up? No.
it's a beautiful bromance
those shows are going to be amazing, and I will watch all of them.
No, you heard him.
Wait, which? Winter Soldier, Falcon, WandaVision, and Loki.
And Hawkeye. Jeremy Renner's getting his own show.
So the four, so I will watch all of those. It's just if this isn't even coming out until November,
you
couldn't have held off the announcement until after
Endgame
comes
month,
out.
Give it a month,
that movie that you're gonna undo killing all of those characters. I get they have investors and it's all things that they've way smarter people than me. Just my little nerd heart.
I know.
Dying.
I know.
Yeah, because it's one of those things we very much knew that.
I still haven't watched the latest Endgame trailer just because I've seen enough as it is. I'm like, no,
same.
I'm just waiting.
I don't need any more spoilers.
And even the image that keeps floating around that I've seen, I'm like, how are you giving this away? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Very angry about things.
Yeah, I've just been trying to not ignore
Comic-Con
it for these last couple weeks.
Yeah. This might be my last weekend, or I may not survive April. Mortal Kombat 11 comes out on the 23rd. Endgame is the 20th. Super Show. I get to call the whole show with Matt Stryker on that Saturday.
Yeah, you're just gonna
heart
die.
Won't hold it. Yeah,
yeah. Like I just may not wake up Sunday morning. You'll find my corpse with a big old grin on its face. But
yeah, Ace has died and died happily.
Yeah. They'd be like, we didn't think the Joker was real. It was the gas.
No, he lived a good month.
A good weekend.
It was a good weekend.
It was a solid 6 days. Anthony Mackie and Sebastian Stan are incredible. They both have such good chemistry with Chris Evans.
Yeah.
And then you put them together.
It's easy to just focus on that, but for the limited amount of times they were on screen together, they clicked so well.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, was some of my favorite moments of Civil War. Mm-hmm. Was those two interacting.
In a movie loaded of favorite moments.
Yeah.
It's just
with a couple of moments that made me question my sexuality.
Those MCU people might know what they're doing. It's weird. It's crazy.
Oh, there was no questioning at all. The only issue is he was still wearing the shirt when he was pulling the helicopter back to him.
Oh, we're switching.
Yeah.
Switches grips.
Yeah, that's when me and Asa were sitting next to each other, and I leaned over to Asa and was like, I'm not sure about things anymore.
Yeah, we were both just like, damn.
Because it was like back-to-back weeks almost with that and Apocalypse, where it was like, I saw Chris Evans pull the helicopter, and I'm like, I might be a little gay. And then Apocalypse came out, and it was just shirtless Hugh Jackman with all the like things sticking out of him.
Weapon X.
Yeah, and I'm just like, yeah, no. And I watched it with the same person.
No, you just have an appreciation of the male form.
There you go.
Well, yeah, no, but the first one was Chris Evans, and I was like, I might be a little gay. And then I saw Hugh Jackman like a week or two later. I was like, no, I'm definitely like for the Marvel characters, shirtless. Whew!
Yeah, because they get legitimate like superheroes to play these roles. Rewatching the first Captain America. And the scene where he comes out of the chamber.
Oh, my God.
And, like, and apparently it was legitimately, it was just ad-libbed when Peggy, like, goes to touch his peck. Like, that wasn't in the script. And it's like, yeah, I get like, it.
Yeah.
She made a choice like, that day.
I absolutely get it. They had that on screen. It's like, oh, right, people were recording me. And they're like, no, that was perfect.
I am so sorry. Here's an extra couple grand. That one's on us.
Because honestly, like, especially in those early movies, like, yeah, Chris Evans remained looking incredible, and so did Chris Hemsworth, but mm-hmm. Asa and I are both rewatching, like, going through the MCU. I think Lindsay's doing something similar.
Oh, I've been trying to.
Like, going back to, like, when you see Chris Evans, like, walk out of that vat, or you see, like, Chris Hemsworth the first time he takes off his shirt in Thor, mm-hmm. and you're just like, these people aren't real humans.
Chris Pratt
this is a new level of unrealistic expectations.
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure I have that picture saved on my phone. I can find it for you really quick.
And it's that thing where it's like, it's a shame they couldn't get Natalie Portman to do more with Marvel, because like, I don't think she was acting.
Yeah.
Like anytime she was like interacting with Hemsworth, she was just legit. Like that's just two people that want a bone.
Yeah. When I rewatch Dark World, I'm just like, okay.
/Myron. Just.
Then yeah, Kat Dennings like sees uh-huh. the same thing. She's like, damn, like, mm-hmm. for a homeless guy, he's pretty cut. And boy, was he. Mm-hmm. I mean, is he? Like, Chris Hemsworth is still huge. He's just, I don't think he's as, like, ridiculous now as he was then.
And then as, like, as fitting as character work was, then you get Zachary Levi as Shazam.
Oh, yeah.
It was so and great,
it's,
though.
And it was great. And it's
but like
you but at can, the same time
but I know, you like, got him already, in his muscle suit like compared to like Chris Evans and Chris Hemsworth
who was
in
muscle suit.
Again, yeah, like he comes out of that vat and just yeah, because I yeah. also like I said rewatched that recently and it's just I'm sitting there like jaw drop like damn mm-hmm. boy what I would give to look like that.
And it's amazing that transformation that he did to look like what he looks like at the beginning of the movie and then to put on all that mass. It's crazy.
Oh yeah, though that was another like I forgot like how in some places great and in some places awful that CG looked where they basically just put Chris Evans' head on some really skinny tiny guy.
CG's pretty hit or miss in the MCU, especially the early days.
Yeah,
today even, but especially in the early days.
Yeah, it's, for the most part, like there's a couple of jarring spots, but. For the most part, solid. Especially, I mean, when you watch like Captain Marvel and you see CG Sam Jackson through the whole thing and it looks great.
Yeah.
Versus, like I said, you see them try to put Chris Evans' chiseled jaw on this like little bitty guy and you're like, well,
yeah,
that didn't work real well.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to on from us ogling about the
the heroes of the MCU.
The heroes of the MCU.
And the gods.
Scarlett Johansson was in Iron Man. And she was
That scene in Avengers when she's interrogating the Russian dudes, tied to the chair, like
that's
feelings.
Fun. Yeah.
Oh, I like Scarlett Johansson too. Anyway, so yeah, we got what we're getting out of that. We're also getting the Mandalorian got an official poster. We've known about that one for a while, though.
That's neat.
We're also getting a new series based on Cassian Andor from Rogue One.
Yep, Allie's gonna get to have her favorite droid back again. Yep,
Alan Tudyk's gonna be in the in the show. Obviously, it's gonna be a prequel.
Mm-hmm.
what makes you say that?
You think?
Maybe they made it. Shut up.
Just maybe.
That was pretty close.
Alan Tudyk coming back as K2SO is amazing.
Yes.
Like that makes me really happy.
Yeah, that's gonna be great.
So this, I mean, it's another one of those things. Like I said, they're getting like for all of these things, they're not like settling for replacement actors or like animated with you know close enough voices.
And it's Disney, so they got infinite money to just
exactly.
Throw at these people.
They've got the money to do it.
Right, but like Disney has also been the king or the kings of doing. like the animated series based on a movie, and then getting like close enough voices.
For especially when it was like direct to DVD sequels and stuff like that.
On a lot of those, it was that whenever they were doing your twos and your threes, they were limited budget and they were passed off to not the top tier.
Oh yeah, don't get me wrong. And I enjoyed a lot of those shows. Like the Aladdin TV show was legitimately good.
Yep.
Even though they obviously were not going to get Robin Williams to come in and do a cartoon several hours a day. For a period of time, like this. Well,
part of that's more they made him angry after the original. So
I mean, I believe that too. But either way, they're bringing in like everybody that was actually in film. So in addition to all of that new stuff we're getting, you're also getting the entire Disney Signature Collection, most of the Pixar movies.
I'm curious if they are doing the entire collection because I still feel there's a couple that are going to stay locked away.
Which one?
Well, I mean, like the...
Yeah, we ain't getting Song of the South.
No. Why not?
In fairness, I don't think either of... Like, that's not a... Is that a Disney Signature Song of the South?
Well, they said they're Disney Library. It's still... a part of that film library.
Oh, fair enough. Because, yeah, I know, like, this... Because they specifically mentioned, like, the Disney Signature Collection.
Now, I feel like...
I don't know what all, like, constitutes the Disney Signature Collection.
We haven't signed off on Song of the South since the 80s.
That might honestly be their way of... Our entire collection, minus Song of the South.
Well, and I could see them, like, kicking out, like, Three Caballeros and some of those other ones.
It's only the movies that have the logo where it is, like, the signature going.
Maybe.
That's what it means. It's not really.
But that would be a good little loophole.
But anyway, so yeah, like they're getting that. Most of the Pixar movies, most of the Star Wars movies, which I'm assuming like that'll change once their deal with Netflix ends. Mm-hmm. It'll be all of at that point because I'm guessing the Netflix deal is going into next year, it seems.
I don't know.
It depends on whatever they've renegotiated on things.
Right. So anyway, yeah, we've got that. We got all of the Disney live action movies are going to be on there.
Yeah, because it said all their Disney Channel original films were supposed to be on there too. Yeah. Yeah.
So we're going
to
get all those.
I'm going to want to go back and rewatch some of the.
Not all of them.
Phantom of the Megaplex all day.
I was just shouting into the microphone.
I'm more excited about my Disney afternoon cartoons if they're getting in there, which I'm hoping is part of their TV series.
Yeah, I was about to say, the Disney Channel TV series, all of those are supposed to be in there.
They weren't Disney Channel, though. Those were back on ABC through the other stuff, which they still
Disney
own
owned
all
ABC,
of that.
But that's early.
Right,
right.
But we counter that with Brink.
Yeah, I know. Brink was good.
It was a good movie.
No, I'm going to say it's still going to be good.
I don't know. So the 250 hours of National Geographic is being added to it. It's Disney Plus is going to be the exclusive streaming service for The Simpsons.
Which is nuts.
Yeah, that is crazy to me.
Which it's weird because so Disney owns a chunk of Hulu now.
Fox.
Yeah, and has for a while. So The Simpsons, I feel like exclusive is a strong word. Because I can't imagine they're going to completely pull it from Hulu.
Maybe and not we all 30 seasons.
Well, even Hulu now is only like whatever's currently aired.
They have the most recent like 4 seasons
or something like that. Yeah. But so if you want to go and watch like early Simpsons, the only place you can go now is Simpsons World on the FX Now app. So are they getting rid of FX? Or are they getting rid of Simpsons World? Is that still going to be? Because I wonder if that's part of. Because
they may be doing that as part of their pull also.
Right. So it'll be interesting to see. Like how that goes, but yeah, right now they're saying it will be the exclusive, and it wouldn't surprise me if they pulled Simpsons World, but I feel like they're not going to pull it off Hulu. It might be the exclusive, the only place you can see like the original, like you know, first 25
seasons.
Yeah,
yeah. Definitely a possibility. I mean, we'll have to see how they do it exactly, but regardless, Simpsons will be streaming on Disney Plus,
which is nuts.
Yes,
I'm going to desperately need them to get either a smart TV app or a Xbox or PS4 app.
I'm sure they're going to do Chromecast. Like
Chromecast
it's going to be castable.
Chromecast don't help me.
Really? I think you still had it.
I mean, I have it, but I don't. I have a smart TV now. When I bought my new one, so both of my HDMI ports are
a lot of smart TVs still let you cast, like from your phone.
Mine doesn't do it very reliably because I've tried to stream YouTube and it's very.
That's what I like about my smart TV is just straight up a Chromecast built into it.
Sadie's has that, and I'm like, I still have it attached to mine, and I'm just like, I'll switch between Xbox and PS4 because the Switch is such a pain in the tail to switch out the HDMI. So
yes, it is.
One is Switch. The other is my Chromecast. The third, I just switch between my Xbox and my PS4.
Especially since you know,
pop, yeah, it's so simple.
Yeah, I mean that's how I have because I only have my TV only has one port for like the 4K. So
it's a different port.
Yeah, it's a it has to be like a
super HDMI cord,
some version of like high speed HDMI.
It's where you have to have the gold plated HDMI cables.
I could feel that joke coming on.
Those $60 cables from Best Buy.
Yeah, something to do with the voltage in the port that you have to have for 4K.
So if you don't have the right cord, it just doesn't look as good. I don't.
Yeah, well, you have to have the right cable and the right port, and it won't do 4K otherwise.
Okay.
But yeah,
I said we just did the same face.
Yeah. So my PS4 Pro, my Xbox One X, like I just.
I'm starting to think 4K might not be all that it cracks up to be here, guys.
I mean,
no, it's real pretty.
It's real pretty.
It's so pretty.
I do love 4K a whole
lot. I just deleted Red Dead Redemption 2 off my hard drive, but that game, gorgeous.
Yeah. So yeah, and more Disney news. That's all we've got for Disney Plus right now. But in more Disney news, we got the Lion King trailer.
Yep.
So we got our first trailer. Like the live action Lion King series, and it does look super pretty. It definitely does seem to have less character than the original animation.
Because I was a little disappointed at Scar's look, to be honest.
He looked very nondescript.
Yeah.
When you look at the original cartoon, he's like a whole other color. Uh-huh. He's got the noticeable giant scar. And this, he just looked dirtier.
He looks like a mangy lion.
Yeah.
He malnourished, like mangy. Like he definitely had a scar.
That was one touch that I actually liked, is because he's living in, you know, the Badlands, so like he's not eating as well. I really liked that touch.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, it was just kind of like, all right.
Because even in the cartoon, though, he definitely still was like, I guess he just looked leaner.
He
was slinkier, but you could definitely tell them upper variations.
Yeah,
like even in Simba and Nala's case, like they look pretty much exactly the same as cubs.
Yep.
This.
Yeah, and I mean, they looked really similar.
To be fair, lions all look really similar in reality.
Yeah, but
until they get the manes.
I ain't working on reality here. Like, this is the Lion King.
Yeah.
This is the live action Lion King.
So, yeah, and that they can't give our female lions, like, feminine eyes where you can, like, like there's just that like weird difference.
Where Nala gave 10-year-old you weird feelings. Like you didn't know why, but
like something's wrong.
Have I shown you guys the little Dicky raps about Lion King? Oh, it's such a good one.
Well, I don't know if you showed it to me, but I have seen it.
Yeah.
But anyway,
because him saying that completely rejolted that song in my head.
That's just something like Disney did in in the Lion King cartoon. Like they had feminine, like I don't really know how else to describe it. Like it wasn't
they
completely
gave them
unrealistic.
Eyelashes that were longer.
They did do that. And it's just the general shape like the eye. Obviously they're not going to do that in the live action one because they want it to look more like this is actual animals walking around, which obviously they're all CG,
which is dumb.
That's Shannon's biggest thing. Yeah, it's a live action Lion King that's animated.
Yeah, no, entirely. And so they could absolutely take liberties to make them a little bit more cartoony. It's what I was talking about with the Aladdin trailer.
Yeah,
is Spider in Into the Spider-Verse. It totally like. When you can just lean on the fact that you are a cartoon and you're not trying to be realistic, there's just so much more you can do creatively.
Yeah.
Especially with these stories that were not meant to be told in a live-action setting.
Exactly.
So, am I going to see it? Yes. Am I going to see Aladdin? Yes.
Yes.
Am I going to complain on the internet?
Probably
I'm the worst?
A little bit.
Yes. Because it doesn't fit my exact my exact vision.
I mean, in fairness, the only complaining that I'm going to do on the internet is going to be on this podcast.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what I mean.
Still.
But, yeah.
It
no,
goes
like,
on the internet.
The Twitter thread I got brewing.
James Earl Jones, you could definitely tell he's aged, like, in his voice acting.
I kind of like that he's done it a little bit differently, though.
Yeah.
As far as that goes. Like, I wouldn't want a complete rehashing. In that sense, because that kind of ticked me off in Beauty and the Beast, honestly. Like,
when it was just completely...
so much of it was shot for shot.
And I mean, like, I know there were two camps on that. Like, there were a lot of people that were like, the shot for shot thing was the coolest part of it.
It was so boring.
I liked to the original.
Yeah.
I mean, I liked that they were faithful to it, but at the same time, like,
give you something
I'm
new.
Bored.
Right, like you can be yeah. like Asa said,
I liked
you be
the
creative
stuff
with
that
it.
They
like,
changed, some, but yeah,
yeah. But like they just kind of like they like I said, there were two camps on that.
Yep.
Because some people absolutely loved it, some people didn't. Like for me, like I enjoyed Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, it was good. It just.
But you've seen it before.
Yeah,
you'd
and
seen
I'm
the
sorry,
cartoon.
But Emma Watson could not sing. She tried, but she could not sing.
I didn't think she was bad.
She was no Paige O'Hare.
No. No, she's not. But anyway, so yeah, we got this trailer a little bit, and like so we got some of the music hits and you know, tug some of those nostalgia strings. I'm gonna see it. I'm gonna see it.
Well, I mean, I am too. I'm not gonna like not see it.
all right,
Disney is killing me in the theaters this year.
No joke.
Well,
they've been killing you for like the last 5. You just weren't as aware of it as you should be.
Saw a statistic the other day that they are responsible for 27% of all theater releases. So
wow,
that sounds about right.
Welcome to our terrifying dystopian future. But but Marvel owns the X-Men again, so whatever.
You know what?
World.
We'll see what happens,
worth it.
Right?
Worth. I mean, especially like I'm
Verizon
fine
X
with
on
it.
Chipotle.
I'm fine with it in this scenario where like if they decide to like start putting out garbage movies and they're like, you know, 100% of the movies hitting the theaters,
sell
cool.
It back.
Like 100% of the Star Wars movies that are coming out.
Then I'm not gonna have this argument. You're not gonna bait me.
That's fine.
Then like basically they're just saving me a
That's
significant amount of money
because you just won't
per
go to the
year.
Theater.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not gonna go to the theater. Like they it is in their best interest to continue to make me happy. Because I've got YouTube. Like I'm fine. Anyway,
dang right you have.
So
YouTube.
we did get Star Wars Episode 9 trailer.
I haven't seen it yet.
It was too much of a teaser. And I know it's still more than what most teasers are, but it was still too much of a teaser.
It gave away a lot of stuff. So like clearly Leia's back in this movie,
which we knew because she had already
filmed
her stuff
it.
Filmed.
Yeah. So I'm gonna cry again.
Yeah, I was just really, really hoping that they were gonna do
something.
I don't know.
They could. Like, I mean, if they'd already filmed her, like, because that was I remember that was part of the news thing when she passed. Is that like because everyone was concerned, like, how are you gonna handle Leia? Because she's clearly going to have to be a part of 9.
Well, because, see, I thought they had already filmed... I thought they'd only filmed 8. I didn't know they had filmed
no,
her
they
9
had, They
part.
Had oh, yeah. filmed okay. all of it.
Yeah, so, like, her stuff... And so they said, like, they're not going to, you know... Grand Moff Tarkin. I'm blanking on
Peter
the,
Cushing.
But they're not going to do the Peter Cushing thing yep. where they totally redo that. Like, her stuff was already done. Will it make it way more emotional for whatever happens to that character? 100%.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's so... I think it'll be okay, and they couldn't just, you know, I feel like they couldn't just write her out like and totally rework the script
right.
around yeah. her passing in real life because
no.
Especially if they already had her stuff filmed, like it wouldn't make any mm-hmm. sense to do that. The only thing that I did not like about this trailer there are two bits that I'm not a huge fan of. So we got the actual like subtitles, Rise of the Skywalker, Rise of Skywalker.
Rise of, the Rise of Skywalker.
The Rise of Skywalker. I knew there was a the in there somewhere. Mm-hmm. So yeah, Rise of Skywalker. And I'm desperately hoping that this is about Kylo and not like Rey somehow being or becoming a Skywalker. I don't want that. I just don't.
Well, it would be pretty unprecedented for this last trilogy of Star Wars films for a director to undo something that was in the movie prior to the one they're doing. Like, they're not going to just do that.
So anyway, I'm not going to get baited.
He is completely right. Like, in fairness.
Oh, no, but yeah, but am I wrong? Because
yeah, no,
everyone
he's...
knows the best trilogy.
Did you just step on my foot to tell me to stop that?
No,
it was funny
just...
right when I said that. I felt a foot.
Everyone
I
knows the best trilogies
up.
Are done by two people with two different visions undoing what the other one did.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry, because there were, like, some of the best moments in Star Wars, period, happened in these last two movies that we've gotten. But it's very clear that Rian Johnson went through and undid a bunch of stuff J.J. Abrams did in A Force Awakens, and now J.J. Abrams is doing the 9th movie. That's stupid, and no one will ever convince me otherwise.
Yeah.
I mean, like, how they've done the entirety of the MCU? Where different directors
except
and different writers...
Except there's no Kevin Feige.
There is.
Not for Star Wars.
For the Star Wars, yes, there is.
Then they are dropping the ball hardcore.
That's why they went through like 9 directors for Solo and like 3 directors for...
So they don't have a Kevin Feige, because Kevin Feige keeps that... Because, yeah, they went through other directors. Like, remember when we were super excited because Edgar Wright was going to direct Ant-Man?
No.
I mean, that's who...
I'm sorry.
Yeah. I do, because that would have been awesome.
Because Ant-Man was supposed to be in like that first set of movies.
I mean, like... But he didn't, like, what his vision of Ant-Man was did not line up with the bigger MCU.
And that's what's been...
So they parted ways.
And that's happened several times in Star Wars. Like, they've had to, like, get
new
directors.
But not for this trilogy. Like, what I'm not talking about the expanded universe. Like, with the Solo movie or Rogue One or anything.
Yeah, I mean, that's fine. But what I'm saying is...
I'm talking specifically about, like, why would you switch from... J.J. Abrams to Rian Johnson, then only to go back to
because it sounds
J.
like
Abrams.
They're doing these films concurrently so they can get them out faster.
At what
that
cost?
Would be that would be the only reason that Leia would already have her stuff filmed, and yeah, that would enable them to do that.
But it does make it to where like you have because like I not like I said, I really liked Force Awakens, but The Last Jedi was not a good movie in my opinion.
I liked The Last Jedi quite a bit, but my point is like I don't think that the directors. Of a director and writer of these films have near as much creative control as you seem to believe they do. I think that there is a common vision and the directors have brought together this vision. I'm trying to remember the woman's name because they do have a Kevin Feige in the Star Wars universe. I just can't remember her name. And she has very much been like the guiding force of like, this is the vision we have. We're going to get these directors to write and direct like this vision.
Then I'm on Asa with, and she is dropping the ball.
Because it's weird that, like, I mean, if Snoke was, like, if Snoke's whole character arc was to just be super underwhelming and die immediately in the second movie.
Because that's never happened in the Star Wars franchise before.
That happened in the third movie, whenever you were just tying up loose ends.
I mean, like, that's been a thing. Like, Star Wars occasionally does, like, build up these villains and stuff like that, and then they just kind of, eh.
But in the loose end movie, they do that. This was in the second movie. Like, we still had a whole, like, and I said it in the group chat, I really hope that this third movie makes me like the second movie more, because I didn't like the feeling after going out of Last Jedi, because, like, I wasn't angry. It wasn't like going out of Suicide Squad the second time, because I'm stupid. But, like, going, like, out of Last Jedi, I was, like, I was with my roommates at the time. I enjoy this movie. Like, nothing about that movie, like, the ships breaking into each other in that black and white still, hands down the coolest visual in Star Wars history. But, like, that movie was just bad.
I disagree. I mean, my only complaint with that movie, and you can go back and listen to it, was Super Leia. Flying through the air.
Well,
like,
maybe I'm wrong, but I thought Rian Johnson mentioned, like, J.J. Abrams had done things that he didn't really like, so that's why he kind of felt like he had to course correct.
I don't think that's true.
Let's see if I can find something. Because I remember there was some interview, and maybe it was just like someone was speculating on that.
I absolutely believe that.
But let's see if I can find.
But yeah, no, like I said, I very much believe that the Star Wars universe as a whole, like, they have a vision for what they want to accomplish, and like they're not, these writers and directors are accomplishing that. Like, that they wanted Snoke to be what Snoke was. And so now we have, it seems like in my other complaint with this teaser, we have the Palpatine laugh at the end.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, why is Palpatine back? What is this laugh for?
Because death means nothing in Star Wars.
Pretty much.
And honestly, like, my initial thought on it, which I'm 90% sure is going to be proven wrong, it is probably going to be a thing where he has ascended to the level of Darth Plagueis, where he has control over... Like, he can make it look like he died when he didn't, and he was just in hiding, and he was the puppet master behind Snoke anyway. It could be a thing where they have gone full, like, everybody's a Force ghost.
Yeah.
So it would make sense that there's a Sith version of that, because the whole Force ghost thing is that they are so at one with the Force that they no longer require a physical form.
Yeah.
And from what we understand, like, the Sith don't have that connection to the Force, because they're instead of, you know, letting it flow through them and being a conduit for it, they're manipulating it.
Well,
so it could just be that Sidious is the only one who has ascended to such power that he can kind of manipulate death, and he's the Sith version of a...
I mean, in the expanded universe, and I mean, Hunter will probably correct me about this in the group chat, in the expanded universe, I'm fairly confident there's a Sith equivalent
I'm pretty sure there is, yeah.
It's different, but yeah, like you've got, there are a bunch of like temples and stuff like that that are found in the expanded universe of like old Sith temples that are actually being like protected and monitored mm-hmm. by the Sith equivalent ghosts. of the Jedi Force ghosts. So yeah, I could absolutely see Palpatine coming back as the ghost and like trying to guide Kylo. And maybe he, I don't know. I don't know how they're going to do it.
This, but I just put the thought in my head. I don't know if the dude that played Palpatine's still alive.
Yeah, he is.
He is?
Yeah. Because yeah. Okay. He was.
It was the same dude, actually, from.
We saw him at ICC.
Yep. You were there with us.
Because in the original ones, they just put old makeup on him.
Yeah, because he was like 20-something in the original ones. He was just.
And they just
playing a super old man.
Yes.
And then he ate. Well, he wasn't. He clearly couldn't have been that. Well, no, because that was in the 70s. And the new ones came out in 2000s.
Late 70s. Yeah, and then the 2001, 2002, something like that for Phantom Menace. No, it was earlier than 2000s. It was like 1998 or 99 for Phantom Menace. Pretty sure.
It was 99.
Yeah, I think it was 99 sounds right. So yeah, no, like I mean, we saw him at that panel 2 years ago now. He was in a panel with Darth Maul.
Oh, I wasn't at that one.
Oh, yeah, that might have been the first one. That might have been our first year.
Yeah.
It could have been our first year, but I thought it was the second year.
No, no, because the second year, the only panels we went to were
that
Charlie Cox, Jessica Negri, Austin St. John.
And then that voice actor thing where they did Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah, we also did a couple of the voice actor ones last year, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm saying that first one that I went to, I think it was the ones we went to. Well, and maybe then a voice
I think you're blending them because Jessica Negri was definitely last year.
You realize that.
It is possible.
It was right after because I was bummed out that we didn't get to see Carrie Elway.
That was last year.
No, that was 2 years ago.
Doesn't matter.
Moving on.
It's like we got other topic.
Yeah, it's true. All right.
I need to read through this article because it's actually Rian Johnson. Daisy Ridley did an article that said that J.J. Abrams had written scripts for 7, 8, and 9. And then when Rian Johnson got hired, he scrapped the J.J. Abrams script and wrote his own.
Yeah, I mean, that's something that's not any kind of out of the
oh yeah no that's out of norm but when you're like but that. When you're having a trilogy, like when you're doing a trilogy, it doesn't make sense to have that. It's like with Guardians of the Galaxy where they're like, all right, well, we're using James Gunn's script because
the actors
we're also going to lose staff on that.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's the reason they kept James Gunn's script is because they would lose the cast. So yeah, like it's not unusual for a writer or for a director to want to change the script. So, and I'm sure like they kept the general outline because that's what Disney's been doing. They give out a general outline of where they want the story to go, whether it be Kevin Feige or I wish I could remember this woman's name or her. Like, yeah, they have the outline and that's what they want everybody to go with, but they don't, like, they can write their own script as long as it still follows that
skeleton. Gets to the same endpoint.
Yep. It covers, like, I imagine, like, they do the same thing with, like, the MCU movies and stuff like that, where they have, like, all right, so here are 10 plot points that you absolutely need to hit. However you get there is fine, just these 10 things have to be covered, or however many. It might be less than that, might be way more. I don't know. Regardless, the last thing in movies and TV here, we'll get out of that at almost 50 minutes.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Sorry.
It's fine. It's all right. We didn't have a lot of news in the other departments anyway. So real quick, though, the last thing I want to talk about, Hellboy, spoiler free, since I saw that
real
this
quick,
weekend.
Other prediction I have for Star Wars.
Yes.
The Rise of Skywalker is because they're completely undoing the Jedi, and that's just going to be the new
thing.
That's just going to be the new term.
I like that idea a lot, honestly.
That's the one I'm kind of behind.
Because I know, like, I really like the theory that the Jedi Order is no more. Like, there will be no Jedi, none of that, because...
The sacred texts!
Yeah, the Jedi were a flawed order. Like, they'd followed, an order that didn't keep up with the times.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, like, the Jedi are no more. These are the new things. And it would be kind of cool, like, if Jedi from then on would just be called Skywalkers. Yeah, I dig that. Anyway, so Hellboy. Solid rental if you're a fan of the franchise. If you don't really care about the franchise at all, you can skip it.
Sweet.
And you'll be just fine. I don't think this is something that mandates a theatrical release. That said, I did legitimately enjoy watching the movie, but I understand that this is a terrible movie. It's kind of like what I talk about with the Fast and the Furious. I
you
understand.
Liked it, but it was bad.
Yeah, I understand that those are trash movies. I am. And I can't explain why. So it was the same thing with Hellboy. I'm watching this like, I understand that this is an awful, awful movie. But boy, am I having fun.
You enjoyed yourself, but it just wasn't like spectacular.
No. I'm watching it like the acting was solid. Like David Harbour as Hellboy was actually awesome. I really, really liked Harbour's performance in this movie. Mm-hmm. Daniel Day-Kim like did a solid job. I can't really think of anything that stuck out, honestly. The story was... this was like how not to pace a movie 101.
Oh no.
Is Hellboy. It was rough. The CG was anywhere from like acceptable to completely atrocious, like 2010 sci-fi original movie bad. Gory. Holy crap, I was not expecting the level of gore from this movie.
Aww. Oh, so this is just a hard pass for me though.
Super gory. There were a couple of funny moments, like, and some of the stuff just outright didn't make sense though. For example, at the very beginning of the movie, like with the opening scene, he's fighting a friend of his from the, the BPRD. I think that's what it's called.
Yeah.
Bureau. Yeah. He's in Mexico searching for this buddy of his that went hunting vampires and hadn't come back. He's a luchador now in Mexico. And so it opens up with them at a wrestling ring. And you've got his buddy like full lucha gear, like mask and everything. And it turns out, I mean, it's pretty obvious pretty quickly that he's a vampire. Like the vampires turned him. So he goes like full vampire. So he's got like, you know, he's a giant bat-like humanoid with wings, everything else. They're fighting in the ring. And then Hellboy, and remember, wings. Hellboy throws him at some point, and he just kind of arcs up and then lands on one of like the ring posts, and that impales him all the way like down to the middle.
No.
And I'm just watching it like, I mean, that was kind of neat, but that made zero sense. You've just got this
That's not how that works.
That's not how that would work at all.
Like I don't want that to work like that, personally.
There's some ring posts that maybe that would work out that way, but I'm sitting here watching this one, and it's just like this massive, like, I know you folks can't see what I'm doing here, but it's like a
cylinder.
It's like a 6-inch cylinder with like a rounded top. And
oh,
everything.
So we got old school WWE post going on right now.
And it apparently was sharp enough, or he fell hard enough. And again, he has wings. Fell hard enough.
I completely took that out.
Wings.
I forgot he had wings.
Slap, he made it a point for you to remember the wings.
I did.
He told you to make sure you remember the wings.
It's important. He falls and gets impaled on this ring post.
He threw him so hard his wings failed to work.
And again... like this is something he fell onto it, so it's not like, you know, he slammed him down on it, or like, you know, he threw him at it, like, you know, at horizontal, like with such force that a blunt object could pierce through his chest.
Maybe vampire bats that deal different
super fragile skin. I guess I don't know, because like,
and apparently no brain.
He throws him in the air, and then he arcs up and then lands on the pole.
More
and
than enough.
And I was watching it and I was seeing this happen. I'm like, not opening strong, Hellboy. Not opening strong. But I mean, there were some other scenes in there that were super fun to watch. Like some of the CG was super cool. A lot of the cool. Again, so the CG, some things would randomly change in size. So it was pretty, it was especially bad. Like he's fighting giants at some point, and like one of the giants actively looks like he's shrinking on top of him.
Oh no.
And I'm like, no, hold on a second. And then like it pans back. The giant is back to normal size. I'm like, how did this pass editing?
In other words, someone wasn't doing their job.
Yeah. Like I said, there were parts of it, though, that were really funny and really entertaining, and then there were a lot of parts that were just...
ouch.
Yeah. So, yeah, my review of Hellboy, it's a solid rental if you are if you enjoy the franchise, in that, like, anything that comes out from that franchise, you'll watch it anyway. You don't care about my review, you've already seen it. But, yeah, it's I recommend when it comes out, Redbox it, or, you know, whatever your
wait
rental
for it to
choices
hit
are.
Whichever streaming service
land on,
undoubtedly
yeah.
Get somewhere.
Because it is entertaining. Like, I will say it's worth seeing at some point, but It definitely doesn't.
Maybe not spend the money at the theater.
Do not like waste your money and see this in the movie theater. It's not worth a theater or a theatrical release. I'm disappointed because I was kind of excited about the movie, but and again, I was like, I don't regret paying money and seeing it in the theater because I was somehow like, I had a whole lot of fun watching that movie. There were some parts that were kind of oof. But for the most part, it was surprisingly enjoyable. Anyway, this next portion of the podcast brought to you by our friends Villainous Grounds in Perryville, Missouri. Just kind of rush through this a little bit because we are at 54 minutes.
Ooh.
Future Foundation looks like it's coming back in Fantastic Four number 12, I think was the number.
Yes.
It's going to be that issue releases in July. It will have a short story in the back with a story by Jeremy Whitley, art by Will Robson. And it will be sort of the return of the Future Foundation. We don't know if anything's coming out of that beyond that point.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they will probably get something, but they may just get like, you know, a short series in the back of comic books. They do that occasionally. Sean Gordon Murphy released on, I almost said Tom King, released on Instagram, and they talked about it on IGN. Batman Curse of the White Knight is officially announced. It's mm-hmm. coming. It'll be July 24th. Obviously, the sequel to Batman the White Knight. This one's going to feature Azrael and Joker teaming up to mess with Batman, basically. Apparently, they've got some family Wayne family secret they're going to hit him with. But
Azrael's a super cool character.
Yeah.
Super underutilized. Like, he was a big part of why I enjoyed Detective Comics initially out of Rebirth mm-hmm. before Tinian left, because I don't know what they did with him after that. But he's a super cool character. So I enjoyed I had my criticisms of White Knight, but I enjoyed enough of what I read about it to pick this one up too.
Yep.
Especially to see, I'm also very curious to see what Sean Murphy's take is going to be
on Azrael. Yeah, because apparently this is going to be a completely different Azrael than we've ever seen before.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll have to see what they do with that. July 24th, when you're going to be able to pick that up. So hit up your local comic shop. Have them set that aside for you. Because I know, like, White Knight number one was kind of hard to get a hold of there for a minute. So this one probably will be pretty similar.
Yep.
Because that story ended up being real good. Wolverine versus Blade one-shot has been announced. Also coming out in July. July is going to be a hot month for comic books, folks. So, yeah, that'll be a cool little one-shot. Apparently, this has been a decade in the making. They've just been, I guess, waiting for Wolverine to come back to life for it to happen. So we're going to get that in July. I didn't see a creative team, so I don't know who's actually doing it. So can't help you there. But next portion of the podcast. This is brought to you by our friends Josh and Alan of Press Start to Join. You can find all of their content, including their social media links and podcasts, at ps2jshow.com. Devil May Cry was their last History of Gaming episode. Sony has officially launched the name change feature. Your first one's going to be free.
Mm-hmm.
There are a handful of games, like 5 or 6, that it could mess up.
Yeah, and it's not a... like, the only ones that I genuinely think people will care about are Everybody's Golf and Little Big Planet 3.
Uh-huh.
Otherwise, it's like Onrush, MLB The Show 14, 15, and 16, and Just Dance 17. And there might be like one or two more. It's mostly going to be an issue if you're playing, if you're still playing a lot of your PS3 or PS Vita games. That's when you're really going to run into a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty much anything after April 1st, 2018, it's not going to affect it at all, except if you read the fine print, it might.
Now, you say affect it. How would it affect it?
So the games that I just said, like, you could potentially lose DLC, you could lose in-game currency, progress, trophy progression, stuff like that.
Well.
And then other ones, it's just... And then there's a huge list of games that issues are known, but it's not game-breaking. It's pretty much just like... it might show your old name on the leaderboards.
Wow.
Stuff like that.
No big deal.
Which is a much bigger list, but apparently if you just like log off and then log back in, that can resolve itself, and then everything else should just be, you're good to go.
And so, it's something that Sony's actively working on as well. And
I don't think, the list of games is much smaller than when the beta launched, because the list was huge for the beta.
Mm.
So, but I don't know how much more they can actually do, because it is like, so Xbox, you have an Xbox ID, but it's masked by your username. So that's why like Xbox, Steam, Blizzard, you can change your username, because it's not actually changing what your IDs. Apparently, PlayStation, the way they set up the PSN network, is your username is that ID. So you can't really change it to...
Makes sense.
Without totally upending your... They just made a bad decision laying the groundwork of the PSN. And now they're having to go through and they're running into all these problems. And that's why I changed mine. The only game I had on the list of problem games is Everybody's Golf. Mm-hmm. I will probably never even go back to that. And because I didn't put any money into it or anything like that.
I feel like, though, they should have just added then, because Steam didn't used to have the name change ability. Mm-hmm. They should have just then added the feature where you keep the same ID, but you can change your display name.
Yeah, but a lot of people don't like that. Because even like Steam, you can change your...
You can change it anytime you want to anything.
Yeah, you can change it, but it's like... But your ID name is still locked at whatever you originally put it at, so... And that's just a nitpicky, like, that's going to be a personal preference thing.
Yeah, well, because at least with PlayStation, you would continue to log in with your email address. Mm-hmm. Because the only time, like, because I'm one of those people that are upset about it with Steam. Because my actual, like, user account ID or whatever, mm-hmm. I made when I was 16, and it shows.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, a Green Zeppelin is my actual Steam display name. Mm-hmm. If I could just log in with my email address on Steam, that would be fine. But I can't.
Yeah.
To log in with that stupid ID. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
That was me with PlayStation, the PlayStation Network. We bought a PS3 just because it was the cheapest Blu-ray player mm-hmm. at the time. Mm-hmm. I had my 360. I'm not going to play games on my PlayStation. That's stupid. 360 is so much better. And then I got locked out of that account. And then I actually switched over to PS3 exclusively. And I'm like, oh, now I got this stupid name because the name on my 360 was already taken. Mm-hmm. And every variation of the name I wanted to change it to was already taken. So... But at least it's not that anymore.
Interestingly, PlayStation is how Green Zeppelin was born. Mm-hmm. Because, similarly to you, my Xbox username was very much taken. And every variation thereon was taken because when PlayStation 3 first came out, PlayStation Network was completely free. Since you couldn't change it, people just made tons of accounts. Mm-hmm. Tons of accounts. And everything that I tried was taken. And eventually I was just like... You know what? Something Green Zeppelin. Here we go.
Yeah,
that'll work.
That's like one of the random ones that they're like, "Hey, we suggest a username for you."
It wasn't suggested.
It's like a router password.
Oh yeah,
Orange Zebra 366.
It does sound like that, but like I purposefully did Green Zeppelin.
Yeah,
because green's my favorite color. At that time, I was really big into Led Zeppelin,
as everyone should be.
Look, because Led Zeppelin is awesome.
We talked about Robert Plant on Tuesday.
Really?
Or no, on Wednesday.
Yeah.
PWU.
I was like, no, because I remember this conversation.
Led Zeppelin's popping up a lot in my life recently.
Anyway, so we'll move on from there.
But yeah, so if you don't like your PSN name right now, do some research because there you can find that list of games of what is affected, especially if you are still primarily, like, if you're using your Vita or your PS3 a lot, or you're going back and playing those PS3 games.
Right.
Because that's when you're really going to run into issues.
All right. So Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order got a reveal trailer. That's the game we've been kind of hearing about for a little while now.
We got the reveal trailer. We should have gotten at E3.
Yes.
Instead of just, hey, we're making a game. Cool. Any details? Nope.
Nope.
Nothing. So now we do have a trailer. The trailer was super pretty. It's really unsettling. Like the kid that they got, which I'm trying to remember the character's name. It's like
I haven't
watched it yet, so I
can't remember.
But yeah, the kid they got for it is the kid that was the Joker in Gotham, and he's the redhead kid Shameless. Mm-hmm. And it was just one of those things. Like it was kind of just jarring to see him in like 3D, like in a Star Wars game. Mm-hmm. That was weird. Like he has a very unique look about him.
Yeah.
So it was just odd to see him there. Anyway, yeah, seeing that, like it sounds kind of cool. Basically, you play as a Padawan that had somehow survived Order 66. Mm-hmm. And you're just kind of on the run. Looks super neat, super pretty. No multiplayer at all to this one. There will be zero microtransactions. It's going to be purely story-driven.
No loot boxes, no microtransactions, strictly single. EA actually made a statement like confirming that.
Yes.
Which is the state of EA now.
That they have to make a statement.
They have to do that. Because
and not only do they do that, but it's a big deal that they did.
Yeah. I wish we would have gotten gameplay. Like, I really wish we would have gotten some gameplay. Yeah. Just because it's coming out in November. Like, it's coming out this year.
Yep.
So
November 15th.
And we've known about it for so long, so to only get a cinematic, I was a little bummed, but again, that's just going to be a personal thing.
I mean, like, that's happened recently. Like, the reveal trailers are usually cinematic stuff. Mm-hmm. We'll get a gameplay trailer in a week or three.
Yeah.
That's the trend that's been
running. It'll probably be at E3 this year. I have to imagine that's when we're going to get the big gameplay stuff will be at E3.
Boy, I would hope so. All right, so kind of rapid fire through the rest of the stuff. See, Division 2 Easter egg reveals, because we didn't talk about this last week or the week before, I think, even. The next Assassin's Creed game will be based around a Viking.
Which, it's still a rumor. It's just kind of one of those things where Ubisoft likes to be really cute.
Yeah, and they said it was very much on purpose. Like, that's something that's happening. The creator also said that 1666 Amsterdam is still happening. I don't know the significance of that. Somebody that plays Assassin's Creed will have to fill me in. Trevor, Tanner, one of you guys. Dalton? Let's see, Stage Builder. Dalton hadn't played an Assassin's Creed game in a while.
Like three or four games.
Well, yeah, but I didn't know if this was an old enough thing that maybe it's something
I would literally have to, like, because you got to realize I have put Assassin's Creed completely out of my brain.
Yeah.
That, like, there's so much lore that I would have to really think.
Well, and that's the thing, is like, because it is so much lore, I didn't know if it was one of those things that was, like, maybe teased in an earlier game.
I mean, it's probably something that, like, Tanner will message me tomorrow privately, more than likely, and tell me. This is what it was. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, yeah.
Don't do that, Tanner. Put it in the group chat because I'm curious. I'm curious enough because I want to know, but not curious enough to go and do my own research.
There you go. That's the quote that I'm in when I saw it. I was like, I could figure this out so I could actually have an educated opinion on it on the show, but nah.
I apparently need to go back and play all of them. But
for the people that news is important to, they know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, Stage Builders leaked in Smash Ultimate, so it looks like it's coming back. That's kind of awesome. A little bit of Borderlands 3 information. Troy Baker's Reese, we saw in the trailer, is going to be back. Troy Baker's not going to be voicing it. However, Ashley Birch will be back for Tiny Tina.
Whoop.
A lot of the other voice actors are coming back too, but I know those were two like big ones that people were worried about.
I love Ashley Birch so much. He's so great.
And a lot of people, like, I guess Ashley Birch was a little up in the air, I guess.
Well, and especially because her brother was the writer of 2, and he left the company, so.
I could see that conflict. Aces, Mortal Kombat Minute, hit me.
Dalton, hit play. We got confirmed that Katana and Devorah, or Katana was confirmed. I am now showing the three of them Devorah's fatality, which is real upsetting. this is why we need video.
I can't swear.
PZ85X.
Okay, that's kind of awesome.
Mother of God.
She turned them into a spider.
Mm-hmm.
Well, like, and she put
with acid vomit.
She put a spider in them.
Yeah.
And then
so she's an alien.
Kind of.
So, yeah, that's the worst chest burster.
So that kiss.
Yeah, because you only had a chest left after she cut the bottom half off. We missed that part, team.
The kiss of death, that's how she killed Melina in Mortal Kombat X.
But it was a lot more
it was more just like ate away at her head and face, and then the bugs were coming out and stuff.
Yeah.
Which he's still coughing up like larva, but then the legs shoot out, and then
one of the larvae took.
Yeah. Then it stands up as the torso is now the body of the spider, and then the spider's head splits through
the actual
Jax's head. Oh. I'm so pumped for this game.
Yeah, that was a gross fatality.
We got Katana confirmed. We got some gameplay of her, including a equipable Melina Sai. So that all but deconfirms Melina, which has made a very vocal minority of the internet very upset. And that makes me so happy. Because the amount of, and I know this is totally hypocritical given everything I just talked about with Star Wars, but like the amount of entitlement and outright just like disrespect that shows up on Twitter and the subreddit and those Twitch streams is just toxic. It's cancer of just like, no one cares about any of this. Show us Melina. It's like, no, you were wrong and stupid and rude. Go away forever now. Like, I don't get how they can stay so positive about it, other than they know like that they're in the right and they're making awesome stuff.
And they're also, those people saying that are also going to spend the money for the game. Regardless, so they're like, so they're like, you know what, birds.
And there's still a chance that she's going to be DLC.
Yeah. I also do not understand why Melina has such a massive fan following.
Almost
apparently.
Every character does. It's Melina and Rain are the two most obnoxious ones, which Melina has been in like every game since 4.
Yeah.
Essentially. So this will be the first one that she's not in. Rain is a side joke character that I can't tell if people are legitimately mad he's not in it or if it's just a meme I'm not in on. Because it seems very heartfelt.
Well, it's kind of like how everybody's really upset that Waluigi isn't in Smash.
Yeah.
Nobody's really upset about it, but it's, you know, but it's, like, it's...
But this is like if it was intense enough that you start being like, wait, are people that mad about Waluigi? Which, both purple, there's a link here. Welcome to my TED Talk. But so, yeah, so there's a chance she's still DLC because in one of the original leaks, it was listed that Shao Kahn, Melina, and Shinnok were going to be unlockable characters, potentially either through the crypt or like going through story mode or something like that. Well, then when Melina, Shang Tsung, and Shinnok, then it was announced that Shang Tsung is the first DLC character. He's going to be in the combat pack. So a lot of people are now thinking that either completely deconfirmed that aspect of the leak, or instead of them being unlockable, those three characters will be DLC.
Which, in fairness, unlockable these days means DLC.
Yeah.
It's unlockable with a purchase of $4.99.
Because like Shinnok terrible. In Mortal Kombat X, the only way you could play as him was to beat the story mode. And yeah. Once you beat the story mode, you could play as Shinnok in his three variations. Which they have, I think they have already said that... I'm totally blank. Chronica will not be playable. So even though, like, even when the story ends, like, you're not going to unlock her.
Aw.
So, yeah, that is a little bit of a bummer, but it's not exactly the first time in a Mortal Kombat game you don't play as the boss.
Right. Very true.
And then, so now we are, now that Katana has been officially confirmed, we now have two
characters. Zambi Katana.
Both, because it's time travel.
Oh, right.
And her intro is people, like, carrying her on a... Like the Egyptian Cleopatra, like she has her goons like carrying her in on the giant platform. It's cool.
That's awesome.
But now that she has been confirmed, we are down to two roster spots remaining. One of them is Shao Kahn, who is the pre-order bonus. And then the other one, the leak says it's a cybernetic version of Frost, who we have seen glimpses of in previous trailers, but we haven't like had that confirmation outright. And so far the leak has aside from the unlockable characters thing, it's been pretty dead on. So it looks like, and then we're not getting a combat cast this week, but we are getting one the Monday before, because it comes out the week after next. So yeah. The Monday on the 22nd, we're getting another one, and that's where they'll show off Shao Kahn. And I imagine the other character, like, that's when they'll reveal Frost, and then the game comes out that next day. So I'm super excited. They confirmed again that there will not be loot boxes and that the premium currency are time crystals, and those are only to unlock cosmetics, and the cosmetics now no longer have stat attributes.
Oh, okay.
So like in Injustice 2, it popped up. He's like, "Oh, you get the bracers of whatever, and it has the stat breakdown." Now this is just all of the
gear.
The gear is strictly cosmetic.
Oh, that's good. Cool.
All
I like
of
that.
This, all of the stat changing stuff is going to be in what is called augments, but they haven't gone into that. Other than they're not going to be in tournament play because tournament good. Play, because now that you have all of these different moves and you create your own variations. Tournament play, you are only, every character is going to start with two tournament legal variations, like pre-built, which has kind of split the online community.
Yeah, interesting.
I'm not going to get that far into it because I might jump on online every once in a while and get my butt handed to me.
Yeah.
Same. Although I did end the stress test and the beta positive. Not to, you know, toot my own horn there.
Was it 1-0 or did you?
No. No, the beta, yes. No, it was like 3-2, I think. And then the stress test, I was like 12-9.
Nice.
Yeah. So, you know, flex on him. Dab on the haters.
All right, guys, that's going to do it for us now that we have a...
She turned him into a bug.
She turned him awesome. Into a bug. Thank you guys for listening, and we'll see you next time.